Welcome to Talks from the Bible. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Hebrews 11:8-10. Through Abraham, a people would come and dwell in a land that God would give them. Eventually, Christ would come through this seed line. Abraham heard the voice of God telling him to depart from his homeland and go into this land, and he obeyed. Abraham did not question God in this respect, but simply obeyed God as he was instructed. Faith responds to the will of God. Faith does not question the command of God, nor does faith seek the motive behind the command. Faith does not debate with God, nor argue with God. Faith hears and obeys. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. 1 Corinthians 1:25. We have in Scripture the revelation of God. We either believe the Bible to be of God or men. If we believe the Bible to be the voice of God, speaking to us as he spoke to Abraham, then we will do as we are commanded. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? James 2:20. There must be in our lives what God called the work of faith. 1 Thessalonians 1:3. Guarding the great theme of grace in the book of Romans is this sentinel, obedience to the faith, Romans 1:5 and Romans 16:26. The Jewish council ordered the apostles to silence their message in the city of Jerusalem. Their response was, as ours always must be, we ought to obey God rather than men, Acts 5:29. With their obedience to the charge that Jesus had given them, came persecution and even death. But they, like Abraham of old, believed God, and with the full devotion of their being served him with an obedient faith. The faith which guided Abraham into an unknown land earned him the respect of God, as he was known as the friend of God, James 2:23. We are either the friend or the enemy of God. Faith is the factor that determines that relationship. Abraham is the father of us all because of his faith, Romans 4:16. Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able also to perform, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness, Romans 4:20-22. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.